Now, some months ago, we were talking with Sean Orr from Men's Share, talking about some of the issues of men coming forward and talking about their problems. Well, also part of the remit of Men's Share is to look at, is to try and get men to address some of their other health issues as well that maybe come forward occasionally. And well, to try and sort of help us through the quagmire of that one, because it's a big subject, is Sean Orr from Men's Share. Morning, Sean.
Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, we spoke a while back about, we were talking really about men coming forward and talking about their problems, and it's always been an issue. We've never been very good at coming forward, but also that really relates to things like relationships and those sorts of things. When it comes to our health, we're even more reticent, aren't we?
Absolutely, yes. Can I give you an example? Yesterday, I was out in Queen Square in Crawley, kind of handing out leaflets, and I kind of gave a leaflet to this gentleman, and he said, I don't do kind of wellness checks. I'm not interested. And I said, well, can I ask you why not? He said, well, I just don't want to know in case it's bad. And, and then he just continued walking. And that for me was the kind of, you know, I think this is the real reason why we're doing this. And quite rightly, we should bring more awareness around this.
Yeah, I think this is one of those things that unless it's happened to you, you are on the side of that guy there who's, I don't really want to know. I mean, something happened to me some years ago now. I got off a plane and actually couldn't go and urinate. Couldn't do it. You know, I was at Heathrow Airport. My car was in the car park. Thought, find a toilet in between and, you know, sort the problem. No, it didn't work. Got all the way down, funny enough, to Brighton, still couldn't, and got home, spoke to the doctor, who was, at the time, not to be recommended, and he said, oh, don't worry, it's a urine infection, and it wasn't, as it turned out, because 36 hours late, well, it was about 36 hours later, I was blue-lighted to a hospital and had a litre and a half pumped out of me, which is a most unpleasant experience. It turns out that what the problem was an enlarged prostate. Now, for anybody who thinks they're going to get bad news by having a men's health check and think, oh, I'm going to get diagnosed with prostate cancer, that is not the case at all. And I'm guessing this is where you're trying to get men to actually look at some of the issues that they face.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, ignorance is a killer. You know, there's no getting away from that. You know, if you're not kind of getting your kind of yourself checked out, I mean, you know, you buy a car, you know, you have regular MOTs, regular services, and that car runs, you know, effectively. You know, our human bodies are the same. You know, if you look after yourself, you put in the right fuels, you know, you'll tend to have a relatively good life. But unfortunately, with science, you know, things do present themselves, and cancer is one of them. It doesn't discriminate. So it's important that you try and have one up on things like cancer. Now, in our kind of awareness for wellness for men, prostate cancer is at the forefront. And, you know, and it's quite weird to say this, but out of all the cancers out there, you know, if a man or a woman gets, obviously, especially with a man, if you get a prostate cancer, if you get it early enough, it's treatable and, you know, it's manageable and it's a lot better living for that man.
But isn't that part of the problem? That, I mean, to go back to your comments about that chap you met in the square, oh, I don't want to know just in case it's bad news. The thing here is you've highlighted cancer quite well, and you know many of the authorities highlight a similar issue, certainly when it comes to men, and they always mention prostate cancer. And of course, one of the facts around that is that a large number of men will die with it rather than from it. But that's not the point. The point here is about men's health generally. As I said, you know, I had an issue which, had I have gone to the GP, you know, he'd been doing all sorts of tests, is it cancer and all this sort of thing. And really, it wasn't anything to do with cancer. It was an issue with the prostate, just as much as you can get issues with your lungs or your stomach or any other part of your body. It's worth, as you mentioned, getting that that MOT. And, you know, the cancer diagnosis is one that nobody wants and nobody actually wants to face. But surely the way forward on this is to actually just encourage people to come and have like an MOT without even mentioning the cancer thing.
Well, there's two elements to what we're doing with the awareness. So we have what you call, we have walk-in community sessions. So for the next 6 weeks on a Monday, there will be a mobile unit in Queen Square in Crawley from 10 till 6. And, you know, men can have well-being checks. So there won't be any kind of examinations within that unit. But what will be... well-being checks, you know, referrals for NHS checks, blood pressure checks, pulse checks, and also helping registering with GP practices. Because at the moment, you know, the doctors are under a lot of pressure at the moment, and, you know, and there's people out there still not registered, so they need to be at this stage to make sure they get through the door and be able to get the treatment they need. So we're kind of doing the awareness on one side to say, right, you can get a full MOT, we can help you to get, you know, registered, and also kind of talk about general health concerns. So it's education. But on the other side of it, we are looking at two things. In the kind of Afro-Caribbean community, prostate cancer is quite rife. In black men, one in four black men can get cancer against one in eight, obviously, with the white community. So we're trying to promote equality, you know, within the community as well. So we're not only just reaching all men, we're kind of basically doing certain communities as well, because they're the facts and figures what are there. So we're trying to promote for both sectors to be, you know, to be kind of contacted and being made aware of. So,
yeah, I mean, as you said, there are two separate strands to this. One is the general MOT, as you've mentioned, and the other is the far more fearsome and much more thought-provoking cancer issues. And as you rightly said there, that men, or black men, are twice or four times as likely to actually contract prostate cancer than white men. I mean, it's all men, really, I think, it is the thing that needs to be looked at here, because we missed out, of course, a large portion of, I mean, I don't know whether the Asian population come into that point, but all men really need to get some sort of check on certain parts of the body. You know, it's like you mentioned with the car, and every now and then you have to get your brakes, you know, checked and tested to make sure they work. I mean, the prostate is one of those things, and I promise you, it's not a comfortable thing having an A&E doctor put a tube into the end of a space that you really don't want a tube. So best off go get checked.
Absolutely. And just to kind of reiterate, if you do want to get these checks, so for the next 6 weeks, so on Mondays in Queen Square from 10 till 6, please come up. You'll be greeted by the NHS volunteers. And on Wednesdays at the Crawley Museum, which is just on the corner facing Morrison's car park. Mm-hmm. There'll be a walk-in centre there. And again, you'll be greeted by the NHS volunteers as well. So there's Mondays and Wednesdays, there'll be plenty of engagement for men to come and, you know, and get checked out. And on the back of that, around about, say, 6 o'clock, there'll be a space for men to kind of come and speak to myself or men from Menshare Listening Group, should they want to talk about things what might be concerning them with mental health, and therefore we can offer, you know, our services with the circles and the nature walks, etc., with them. So there's lots of goodness here to be offered, but more importantly, challenges as well. Men have got to challenge themselves to say, you know what, I am going to get myself checked out, and you know what, I am going to talk about things what might be on my mind.
Now, is this pretty much the territory of the older generation? Are younger men better at facing these things and dealing with health issues than the older generations, or is it right across the board?
It's right across the board. I mean, you know, any man from any age, 18 onwards, wants to be kind of be checked out. That's fine. predominantly with younger men, you know, the young, free, raring to go, I'm all right, you know, yeah. That kind of, predominantly men, I would say, without being, I'm 49, so I'm at the age where I'm assuming that, hey, I'm all right, I go to the gym. But like I said before, it's what's happening internally. It's just that peace of mind to kind of go, you know what, let me get my blood pressure checked. Let me get myself, you know, checked over. And you just never know, because if anyone does get picked up, it's the best decision you've made, because that could be the game changer.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the point. As I say, the issue that affected me, I had no idea it was coming, and I just felt healthy all the way through. Never really felt the need to actually go and get checked out. And it, all of a sudden, it was something that you took for granted, and something that was, well, if you couldn't do it, was life-threatening, actually. And yeah, all of a sudden, there I was, faced with this issue, and it's not something you want to get faced with. So, I mean, it's a really, really good point that you make. Just to go and get checked out, doesn't matter how old you are, just to make sure that things are okay, because you can actually head off at the pass some of these things if you're doing these MOTs, I'm guessing, and get, I don't know, more, well, advice and guidelines on lifestyle and stuff that can help avoid some of the issues that come at us as males later in life.
Absolutely. And it's not just a selfish kind of, request or action. You know, when you're part of a family, or, you know, you're with a partner, you know, they worry about you as well, and they want you to be fit and well, and, you know, be a family unit. And so when you go for these kind of checkups, not only are you doing it for yourself, but it's also basic peace of mind for the family, because if they know you're fit and well and everything's, you know, is well, you know, it's great. You know, it's, if anything presents itself, then worry becomes on the family. So it's not just for yourself. Obviously, it's very important you do it for yourself, but also do it for your family as well, because, you know, without each other, you know, you support each other. So it's best to kind of do the act of service for yourself, get checked over, be healthy, so that you can support your family.
Okay, so that's the advice. Go get yourself checked out of your mail. It's an NHS project, so it's absolutely free. Is that right?
Absolutely free, yes. And it's the NHS project on, and the partner who's running is the Alliance for Better Care, alongside with Crawley Wellbeing, obviously our salesmen share listening group, Nutfield Health and Sussex Healthcare. All these partners are involved, and they're all offering their wonderful services as well. And there's a ladies kind of project, part of it as well, which is called Oceans Project. So lots of partners involved, lots of resources, lots of information, and more importantly, you know, lots of support and warmth to come and join to see us. Yeah.
Okay, so if you have any doubts at all, get in touch with Sean at Menshare, or search out Alliance for Better Care, which, as I say, is an NHS project, and you can find out a little more. We'll put the details of some of these bits and pieces up on the Suzy Radio website as well. But Sean, for now, hopefully everybody will we'll heed the thoughts and lessons that are to be found in getting sorted and getting your body and health MOT sorted. Hopefully they'll do just that.
I have got an email. I have got a website and a mobile number to offer as well. Which go on. Is abccic.ab.
Do that again. ABBIC.
It's ABCCIC.
Hang on, let's do that again.
ABCCIC.outreach
at NHS.net.
And, or you can send a text to 07517.
07517.
466.
466.
466 491.
That's text. Yeah, it's always with NHS email addresses. They're always rather long. So sort your way through that. Sean, good to catch up today, and hope this all goes well. You've got the next 6 weeks in Queen's Square on the Monday, yes?
on the Monday, and that's Crawley Museum on the Wednesday.
And Crawley Museum on the Wednesday. Okay, that's brilliant. Sean, thank you for talking to us.
Thanks,
good luck with that. And I'm sure we'll talk again when some more stuff comes up to do with men's health. Sean, thank you.
Appreciate your time, Tony. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye-bye.